Hi, this is Samuel Lang. Who are you?
I'm Ram. I'm a program manager with the Emboss team. I'm working on Office business applications.
Okay, that's great. So what does this Emboss team do?
We have two groups. Basically into one in IDC with business applications as well as office solutions. We manage solutions which are going to have interaction between business solutions or business applications and our office, MS Office. MS Office applications are primarily like Outlook, Word and all. So how do we integrate and expose the backend data or business applications data onto these front end? So the idea is to integrate and give that better flexibility and do better things in a shorter time. Say for instance, we have a project which we are working on to integrate some of our office applications to particularly the Outlook to the backend called SAP. SAP has its own ERP solution.
Right.
So the idea is to be able to do certain things which are done in two places, like for instance Outlook. I create a meeting request and then that also the same information has to be populated through SAP. Normally it's done in a manual way. Create a meeting request in Outlook, that's separate, and working with the SAP is separate. Now we want to integrate this so that the moment I create a meeting request in Outlook, automatically that gets added to my project in the backend. So all the charging, everything happens automatically. So if I change the timing to say point to another the same meeting time, I say I want to now use it for some other project to work. So that project will get charged for that time. So this is one time management example. Another example could be leave request. Say for instance I want to create leave request. I go to Outlook and say, okay, this is my time I want to be off. So automatically a message would go to my supervisor or my manager. My manager would get a request and he sees, okay, this time he wants a request for a leave. So he will look at his resources, how it's organized, and then he can approve of it. So this will automatically get reflected on the back end, his decision, as well as how it gets reflected on my Outlook calendar. So this is another example of that. Then, for instance, another third application which we are looking at targeting is the budget monitoring, in which I say, as a individual contributor or a manager, I set targets for myself. So when my budget hits this, I want to get alerted. So the backend would automatically send alerts to me telling that, okay, your budget has reached this limit, so you should try to work and figure out a way to manage that. So these are some of the applications which we are working on right now, and it's pretty exciting to be the forerunner for this technology.
That sounds good. So just a question, is this, are these applications all independent and they work in conjunction with Outlook, or are they like plugins?
Yeah, that's it's a technology we are trying to use. That technology is called Information Bridge Framework. We built it last year and it is in the market. But what we have done is we are making little bit modifications so that the applications which SAP and Microsoft are going to develop is based on this platform for the Information Bridge Framework. So yeah, these are going to be kind of plugins only. It's all metadata driven, meaning any application can be added or removed by other enterprise levels. That means enterprise doesn't need all management applications. So you can just, the admin can just remove that application. So it's all going to be metadata driven, meaning the metadata will tell what application is available for an individual.
Okay, so I think it will work great in conjunction with the XML format.
Yeah, XML is...
I think it must be the core essence of...
XML is being used as one of the key things. But
for the metadata?
Yeah, for metadata definition. Yes.
That's great. Okay. So can we expect this as a part of Office 12, or are these going to be independent applications targeted towards enterprises? Or?
To answer that, I would say we should go to the SAP or medicine or site in Microsoft. Because what we are targeting currently is, with Office 11 itself, we should be able to do something. But Office 12 is probably coming a little later. So our Probably states are shared on the website, so we should be able to see that.
That's great. So what is the website users should log on to?
I can just let you know that. Just maybe let's hold on.
So Ram, what is the URL users should log on to find out more about membership?
It is http://www.microsoft.com /office/SAP. This is the one. Default. There's a. You can go here for all Microsoft. I mean, people they can be able to access it. Even Office Developer.
That's great. That's great. So it's great meeting you here, Ram. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Yes.